This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, a decision with teeth in it. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Okay, I'll agree that denying a prisoner toothpaste may cause him to be down in the mouth, but a lawsuit that goes all the way to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals? Jerry was incarcerated in a Michigan prison, was told he had to be enrolled in a GED program. Jerry told officials he already had his GED, proof of which could be found in his pre-sentence investigative report. But officials told him he had to enter the program anyway. Jerry refused and, as a result, was disqualified from indigent status, so he was no longer provided with personal hygiene items, including toothpaste. Jerry sued, claiming he was without toothpaste for 337 days, which caused periodontal disease and loss of teeth. The court that first heard the case dismissed it, but the Sixth Circuit reversed, ordering Jerry's case to go forward for trial. So in this brush with the law, Jerry wasn't just being aquafresh. With a gleam in his eye, he took aim at prison officials, putting the arm and hammer on them after they declined to use his CREST record to check out his GED, and also proving dental care is important within the prison Colgates, and to deny a prisoner toothpaste simply makes no Sensodyne. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.